Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody out there in Radio Boomers Live land. Good morning to our Easy Way family. And Retha, are you on with us? Star of Betty White's Off Their Rocker, Retha Gray.
Good morning.
We're ready to rock and roll, Retha, and the holidays are now totally upon us. And are we ready? Is Retha ready? Did she go out and do her shopping and all the shopping malls? I don't think so, right?
I don't really do. I mean, all my grandkids are, you know, pretty big. There's no Santa Claus happening here. So I'm ready as I'm going to be for Christmas.
Time. Well, you know, that's a nice feeling when you're kind of all prepared. And because, you know, I've been out, and I don't see the stores quite as busy as they used to be. But, Reese, I'll tell you what, we hit a home run. Eric hit a home run. James Dentley with the, you know, the event, the JD3 TV Limitless for Women event was amazing. It was a home run. On the Easy Way, powered by the Easy Way Wall of Fame, wow.
I only got to hear a little bit. I was really busy over the weekend, but it sounded fabulous. I heard a little bit of Dr. Dante Sears, and she was fabulous as always.
Dante was great. A lot of information. And, you know, Dante, she puts it out there, and with the health and the real estate, she's got it all. And James and Eric, everybody they had on, I'll tell you what, the problem was, and I had a little problem with it, I had a lot of stuff to do this weekend, and I could not put my iPad down. I was just, every speaker was so interesting, and I'm grabbing a pad, taking notes, because I'm thinking, this is good stuff. So it's archived, so you can go to the Easy Way Wall of Fame and check it out, and listen, that's 3 days. It's a treasure trove of information. Well, with that, Reese, I think we got our hot topic time.
It's time for hot topics.
In. Yes, indeed. And there we go.
Ripped from the headline. Today's hot topic.
Well, 4 years ago, the Electoral College was the big deal, and here we are again today, and it's the day for the Electoral College to, I don't know if they physically meet, but they definitely vote today. I don't know how they actually vote, but this is the day that it happens. And so it doesn't matter what you've heard on TV, doesn't matter who said who was president. This is going to be the deciding factor, and the electoral votes are in, and it's going to be a very interesting day today. For those of you who were shocked 4 years ago to find out that the Electoral College is the one who actually elects the president, well, we're going to go through the same thing again this time. They need 170 votes. Is it 170? I think it's 170 or 270, one of the two. They need a certain amount to be president. And as it looks as of right now, the Electoral College people have to vote for the people they are committed to by the people's vote. And at this point, it looks like Joe Biden is going to be declared president at the end of the day today. Is there going to still be a fight? According to President Trump, there's still going to be a fight going on about the validity of the election. But as of today, after the Electoral College votes, that's what the Constitution says will make that final decision. So we're in for a roller coaster ride, folks. We're going to have lots of hot topics going on for the next few weeks. So check out the news. You'll find out. You'll be the first to know when the Electoral College finishes voting that will be the final decision. Jim, what's your hot topic today?
Well, in the virtual world of events, which everyone knows it's the place to be now, and there's not much choice, world-renowned speaker James Dentley and media mogul Eric Zulli put down a super hit home run with the JD3 TV Limitless for Women event. And I'll tell you what, in the virtual world, they're laying the groundwork. And moving on with, we got some, just guys, I keep telling you this stuff. Mortgage rates hit a 14th record low in 2020. But it may not last long. So when you're talking in the 2% category, 2.5%, 3%, you definitely don't want to miss out on that. If you own a home and you're up in the 3.5%, 4% range, you want to refinance or buying a new home, try to find ways to do it. This is a game changer for your payments, low payments. So they might be going up. We don't know. Might stay down for a long time, but you don't want to take the chance. New home loan applications jumped 9%, a gain of 28%. With single-family homes in short supply, condos gained popularity. But you got your added expense with the condo. You got your HOA. And if you buy a home, you got to watch out for the if they have the Belarus or Homeowner Association, that gets expensive. Could be $100 to $1,000 a month. Averaging around three, probably. Congressional debate over new economic relief package. Everybody's waiting for their $1,200 if single, $2,400 if they're married. Still in negotiations. Both sides, difficult times trying to find a happy medium, but hopefully something will be found and everybody will get their checks. There are 12.58 million unemployed in the U.S. The coronavirus outbreak has triggered what they say unprecedented mass layoffs and furloughs, but a lot of people, they say, are finding ways to finding new jobs or finding ways to make money at home. Most Americans have an average of $3,500 saved. Now, a lot have hundreds of thousands. I mean, there are those that have hundreds of thousands, but on average, they say $3,500 saved, and a third have less than $1,000. So that's something you want to do in these difficult times, try to put a little aside. The average American monthly expenses, though, are around $5,000. Closing businesses, restaurants, they say one in four U.S. workers could be out of business. But on the other hand, when unemployment is 6.4%, those numbers don't seem to add up. But when things do get back in gear, they open fast. Over the weekend, I was out, and a lot of places are open during the so-called shutdown. A lot of people are shopping. Can't stop Christmas, right? On the upside, mortgage rates, they're just exploding. In 30 years, the 2.7 range, going back to this, these are new things coming in. If you have a 6.50 or higher FICO score and a good debt-to-income ratio, you can get approved for something like this. All right, there's a lot of information going out on the voter situation. Some saying they got to get those counts right. So both sides are waiting for, like Aretha was saying, the Electoral College to come in. A lot of questions on did the voting go through right? Was there a little hanky panky going on there? Older term. And they're looking at all of this stuff. So we got many are saying the shutdown is causing a lot of issues. But on the other side, you know, it is, but people are resilient. They're finding ways to cope with this, to maybe a home business, or, you know, there's all kinds of scenarios. So we want to keep a positive outlook on all this kind of stuff. And there are ways, if you research how to make money in a downed economy. Well, the economy's got its issues, but there's always ways around it. And with that, Reith, I'm trying to keep positive note. We're going to go to a commercial. We have our super guest, Jeffrey Levine, coming up.
The BrainTap is a unique headset that combines light and sound frequencies with guided meditations. Dr. Patrick Porter, inventor of BrainTap and member of our faculty, has created 20 to 30 minute course reviews for many of our courses. Before starting a course or at any point before taking the exam, you can put on your brain tap, close your eyes, and begin your course review. Brain tapping guides your mind from an awake, reactionary mind into an intuitive, creative state, then to a place where super learning and healing can occur, with the outcome being a heightened state of consciousness with crystal clear focus. Relax with scientifically proven techniques that create a symphony of brainwave activity, a feeling of calm focus that's just right for learning and productivity. Each session is designed with brainwave balance in mind. Some audio sessions have dual voice processing, which means you may hear two voices speaking at the same time. This technique is used for inspiring left and right brain balance.
Are you looking to accelerate your influence? EasyWayWall.com is a new site that allows you to promote yourself, business brand, and your products as an influencer. You can share your ideas, receive comments, promote and brand yourself with the power of affiliation. Associate yourself and your brand with the power players of today to become leaders of tomorrow. Come and join the EasyWay Wall today. Sign up at wall.easywaybroadcasting.com or text EasyWayWall to 55678.
Yes, indeed. Brain tap. I'm into brain tap. Get my brain in order. So we have our, we had to have him back. Popular demand here. Jeffrey Lorraine is Wealth Solutions. And I'll tell you what, Jeffrey is, he's the go-to guy in this day and age. Jeffrey is such an impressive writer. He's a business advisor, financial coaching, and just the list goes on, attorney. With this situation that's going on today, Jeff is the guy that'll get you on track with the financial planning, the taxes, whatever the situation. He is an expert to the expert. He's an advisor to the, you know, to the people in the business, and they come to him. So let's bring him on and find out what the heck's going on today. Jeffrey Levine, you're on with us.
James, thank you.
Jeffrey
for
Levine.
Me.
Jeffrey Levine dot solutions, and that's how they get to you. But Jeff, I'll tell you what, I usually start out with what kind of got you on the path, which we're all glad you're on, and what we need to do is clone Jeffrey Levine and get him out there. Of course, that's kind of what's going on. You're being cloned in a way virtually. But we need more of you because there's so many questions, not only with us baby boomers, but everybody. So real quick, what got you in this line, Jeff? Because this is a technical thing. It's not easy what you do. But you not only do you help so many people and get them back on track. What brought you into this field?
Well, I grew up in a family, James, where taxes were a big challenge. And my father every year owed money that he didn't have because he lived paycheck to paycheck. And I wanted to know more about taxes and help people with their taxes. And it's really tax planning, James.
Okay.
And that's during the year, a lot of times it's too late in January because it's like anything else. You plan during the year, and then you fill out the taxes in March, April. And the other thing is helping people. Now that I knew all these tax laws and how to help people, I wanted to learn about finance and help people build money for retirement. So I studied that and put them together, and for 30-plus years back in Albany, New York, I helped people get retired and stay retired. You know, it's one thing, James, to get retired, but today with life expectancy, it's a bigger challenge to stay retired and have the money there when you need it.
Well, let me backtrack a little bit, Jeff, because I forgot to introduce you to Aretha. Aretha's on with us today.
Hi, Jeffrey. Always good to have you on the show. you brought up an interesting point about being able to pay the taxes if the when they come due. There, I always hear a push at the end of the year to get that last donation in for, you know, 2020 or whatever. Is that really a smart thing to do?
Well, it depends on each situation, Aretha. There are some people can save money before the end of the year, especially business people, Aretha. There are so many things you spend money on for your business. There's no reason why you can't prepay some things. Buy some equipment if you need it. So I think for the business person especially, there are things you can do before the end of the year.
Would you suggest, like a lot of people don't think of this, but you have your credit cards. When you kind of get them, which this I know this is a, it sounds like a trick question, but say you kind of get your credit cards in order a little bit. And is it good to, if you actually do see the zero mark, to keep putting something into a card? I know it's a loss because you're not making an interest, but, you know, just every once in a while, like I had a card that I'm thinking, like, where'd this money go? There's $150 going onto this card, which was paid off. Well, all of a sudden I turn around and I have $450 credit on the card, and I stop that. But when I think about it, okay, you don't want to put that much in a card. Is that a good idea to kind of pay your cards up a little bit? Not only pay them off, but add to it?
Well, I like to have them paid off and keep them paid off.
Yeah. I'm
so
talking about adding credit to it.
Yeah, I mean, the most important thing, James, right now, and you mentioned it on the radio, is people don't have a lot of money put aside in case.
Yeah.
You were mentioning, like, the average was third have $1,000. You know,
yeah.
One unexpected expense. I would rather have people have some cash so they don't need to use the credit cards.
Right. Exactly.
That's my recommendation, is we don't have enough of an emergency fund, and we found this out. And I'm going to talk more about this. I'm going to be on the cover of Easy Way magazine in January.
Congratulations.
So it is, because what's happening right now with Christmas gifts, what do? We put it on the credit card. And a lot of us, it takes many, many months to pay it off. And then if we have the unexpected bill and we don't have the money available, then we're back again in a situation we don't want to be in.
Yeah.
And especially with credit cards, I suggest being very careful. And that's why the liquidity, the emergency fund, is so important. There will be something that will come up. There will be Christmas gifts. We all get heart-centered in December. We want to buy gifts for the family, for friends. And sometimes we don't have the money. So we need to watch our spending, especially now with the pandemic going on.
It's almost like a mindset. You don't need money. You have a credit card.
It's too easy. It's too easy.
Yeah.
It really is. People have said, or used to say, that you needed to keep 6 months worth of savings, 6 months worth of living expenses in savings. Well, the pandemic has taken us way past the 6 months already, and we don't know how long this is going to be.
Yeah.
How many months or years worth of savings do we need to have set aside?
Well, I'm a believer you have twice as much as the 6 months if you can. But let me just say one thing. Inch by inch is a cinch. Yard by yard is hard. Do a little bit of savings if you can each month. Get in the habit of putting money aside. And I know in the pandemic it's a very challenging time, but do the best you can, especially with Christmas here and what we spent. So if anybody wants...
Oh, we got a phone going off there.
I've got so much equipment here, I can't figure out which one it is.
See, Reef is popular. That's what happens when you're a big movie star, Reef.
James, just so people want to know, they can always text me at JLS55678 if they want to know more.
Okay. So now you have the situation where people are charging. And what do you think your card? Now, it's going to hurt your credit if you go above 50% on your card. You should keep your card, say, for simple math, you have a card $1,000 limit because a lot have $20,000. So $1,000. So you should kind of keep it below 300, right, Jeffrey? Because if you go over 50%, that kind of hurts your credit FICO score, right?
Bottom line is to be able to pay it off. And the higher number you have, James, the more challenging it be to pay it off. So I'd like to see below numbers, especially if you have a credit limit of 1,000.
Okay.
So
lower,
in theory,
the better.
You only charge what you can pay off every month. That's what I try
well,
to do.
Well, that's the way I see it, Reefa, is
a,
control your
plan.
Spending. Don't let your spending control you.
Mm. Yeah, when
okay,
I was younger, as long as I had money left on my credit card, then I had money. And as I've gotten older, it's like, no, that's not exactly how it works.
Yeah. It doesn't work the way we planned it, right, Jeff? I mean,
yeah.
I really wish I would have met you at least 40 or 50 years ago. And we could have sat down and put my financial plan together. Because a lot of the baby boomers, Jeff, it's not panning out right. I mean, you're probably sitting down meeting some of them, and it's not the way it should be. They don't have enough money in there, and right? What's the problem you see when people talk to you and they come in and they're, you know, say, give us a scenario of somebody that's close to retirement. What's the issues that you're seeing a lot of them have real quick?
They don't have enough money saved.
Yeah.
And whatever they have saved, it's usually in some kind of retirement plan, James. And that money is taxable when it comes out.
Yeah, you got to pay attention to the tax situation. So how's your experience been on your Easy Way experience on the Wall of Fame and with Eric and everything? What do you think on the New Age and the Easy Way Wall and so on?
I think it's phenomenal. The Easy Way Wall is one of the best ways to connect with people. What Eric does, an Easy Way, the magazine, the radio, his call on Tuesday afternoon on Voice America, getting the word out, educating people. And, you know, in school, you don't get educated. There aren't very many courses. So what Eric's doing is amazing. And he was a front runner. He was doing this before we had a pandemic. He was doing digital stuff before. So
I've seen that. Yeah.
That everybody's going to right now.
Going to, and you wouldn't believe, and they say, what is it? Copying is the form of flattery. How does that go? However that goes.
Imitation is the greatest form of
flattery.
Greatest
there you go.
Form of
see?
Flattery.
She's my encyclopedia.
She's our go-to person.
Oh, yeah. And so I see a lot of all of a sudden all these platforms, and these are influential people, they're following what he does and doing it themselves. They're, you know, the copy scenario, which is a good thing. He enjoys it, and because it's a flattery. But you know, we have to restructure a little bit. And so what would you say, Jeff, where we're at now? I'm not going to hit you with all the statistics because you know, the you know, it they say we're getting close to what it was back in the 20s with the recession, depression, so on. What bit of advice would you give people to do now? Hunker down and save what you can, and if you're laid off, try to get something going at home, or what's the safest thing to do?
Well, thanks, James. I agree with those things. I think number one is saving is the most important principle, because we don't know how long this is going to last. Number two, the home business opportunities are phenomenal. We have the technology. Anybody can do business from anywhere. It's really exciting when you think about what's out there and how many people you can reach at once.
It is.
It's fantastic. I mean, use what you have. It's fantastic. And you can do a home-based business. Start doing it little by little.
Well, Jeffrey, how can people get in touch with you again? We know we can reach you on the Easy Way Wall. And
right.
What number is that to text to get to you?
Thank you, Aretha. It's text JLS at 55678.
And for the baby boomers who don't text, is there a direct line where you can be reached?
There is, but probably the best way to reach me is Jeffrey, JEFFREY, Levine, LEVINE, .solution.
All right, Jeffrey, Levine,
.solution.
Solution.
It's not too late for Reith and I, right, Jeff? I mean, we're a little older, so it's not too late for us to jump on the Jeffrey Levine bandwagon, get a plan for our future. If say we're in a position like some baby boomers you talk to, which seems to be a lot, they're not in a good financial. It's not too late, right? They can always.
What I always heard, James, is when people came to me, I wish I knew about you 10 years ago. And my answer was, I'm glad you know me now.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, you've helped me. I've certainly started saving since you've been coming on the show. I've definitely done a whole lot better.
Oh, yeah. You're an inspiration.
Oh, thank you.
It's a game changer. And this is serious stuff, guys. So you want to listen and tune in to Jeffrey because, you know, time goes fast. We all know that. And if you put his plan together, the years go fast. All of a sudden, you're down the road and you're looking at a comfortable retirement. And it's nice having some money in the bank and so on and so forth. But thank you for coming on, Jeff. I know you're a busy guy. And looking forward to having you back and keeping us on track here.
Well, thank you, James. Thank you, Aretha. And just remember, January's coming up. It's a new year. Get ready to get rid of the old year.
There you go.
I think we're all ready to get rid of the old year.
Yeah.
This year.
And with the new year, with Jeffrey, it makes financial sense.
Well, thank you so much for having me as a guest.
All right, thank you,
Jeffrey.
Thank
you for coming on.
Thank you.
Aretha,
have a great holiday.
Nice. Oh, thank you, Jeff. Aretha, it's nice having Jeff kind of tune in and give us the tips we need to keep on track. And with that, we're going to go to commercial and then our favorite Carmelita, Carmelita's Corner.
Meet the new money mindset mentor, wealth builder Jeff Levine, founder of JL Solutions. JL Solutions, accelerate your wealth. Jeffrey Levine is the Money Mindset Mentor. Jeffrey Levine Solutions. Become empowered with the blueprint to scale to sale your business for $1 million plus value exit potential. And launching JLS TV on Easy Way Network. Join the Money Mentor on the panel of Limitless for Women. You are the conclusion. We are the solution.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breath Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
They're feeling grand. I know I am. Because I have a wonderful guest coming your way today, and his name is Howard Rice. He comes to you from Baltimore, Maryland, and he is a wonderful son because he honors his mother, Lillian Rice, who he gives a great deal of credit for his success in the music world. She encouraged him from an early age, and he is the result, a wonderful product in a musical package. He's lectured to underprivileged youth from Baltimore to Los Angeles, and he's used music as a tool which he seeks to touch lives. He started his music career by actually managing talented groups such as Trans and Whipped Cream, and he also formed a band, the New World Band, which is still going strong today. He's appeared at the Apollo, the Forum, and many other venues. And most of all, he expresses his gratitude in spite of all of the accolades. In his quotation, "The only success that interests me is fulfilling my God. Given destiny, loving and caring for my family is becoming a better man. If music is the conduit through which all of this is accomplished, then so be it." Quote, unquote, Howard Rice. And here he is today. Hello, Howard.
Good morning, Carmelita. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. And I'm going to give away my age now, the saying that's been popular and around for years is, "I'm bright-eyed and bushy-tailed."
Okay, now. All right.
And, you know, that saying's been around for years, but it still sounds good to me, so I still use it.
I've heard that many times.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, I want to congratulate you again on all your success in the music world.
Thank you so much. I would
like to start the top of this interview with giving people an opportunity to hear your latest. And
mm-hmm.
It's called Silent Symphony. So,
yes.
let's hear Silent Symphony.
All right.
Even though you can't hear. playing in my mind. I never thought I'd find true love on the line. Sweet melody, silent symphony set me free. Sweet harmony, silence in for me. The sound of music sounds so soft and mellow. The violin, the French horn to the cello. Up my heart, silent symphony gave me a brand new start. We started out just talking, then we found out that we had so much in common. A new beginning. Felt like a rerun. Our song played all night long, like we're the only ones on earth. Though we're far away, we are never far apart. So when there we meet on that special day, my heart is wet. Silent symphony play, silent symphony playing in my mind. Silent symphony started right on time. Playing in my heart, silent symphony gave me a brand new start.
Got the groove. I hear that groove.
Thank you.
Yes, and that silky velvet baritone, I'm telling you. You know, you can tell that Barry White had something to do with this, even though he did not mm-hmm. compose the song.
Mm-hmm.
His guitarist, Stephen.
Stephen Guillory, right?
Yes, Stephen Guillory and his brother Tyree Guillory.
Yes.
You can tell that Stephen's been around Barry White, reminding me of the groove that Barry White put out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that caught me years ago. I've had the privilege of actually meeting Barry White back in the day. I remember at the time I was just coming from the L.A. Sentinel headquarters, which at that time was over on the east side of town, and there was a popular taco place right there on what used to be called Santa Barbara. It's now Martin Luther King Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in there for some tacos, and there was Barry White.
Oh,
and
my.
He was very gracious. He struck up a conversation. But now, after all these years, I have also had the privilege, or however you want to say it, of becoming friends with Glodine White.
Oh, yes.
My husband and I, we were just at her birthday party. She loves to give a birthday party every year in October. Fantastic. She brings in a salsa band and the whole works, and it was just great. And when you go in his home, her home now, of course, there's a huge painting of him up on the wall when you walk in the living room. You'll see it. Yeah, it's been a wonderful ride. When I first heard his music, I fell in love with it. I mean, I really, really have. And your voice is, you know, so much on that level. And I remember you telling me that you also worked at NBC's Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Yes.
And
yes,
that, right, and you had an encounter, a pleasant encounter with Luther Vandross, who actually felt like you sounded much like him. So you really are evoking some of the greats, including yourself.
Oh, yeah. I had a chance to meet Barry White at the Tonight Show, and it was really awesome. You know, I met so many people there at the Tonight Show, and I was Jay Leno's production assistant, and we had great times together at the show, and it was just so many things that I just loved being there, and it was a point in my life that I've always wanted to meet people, and sometimes you don't always have funds to go to shows, but I was at a point in my life where I was sent to work there and had to Jay wanted me to work for him. And I'm like, it was unbelievable. And I'm like, oh, let me pinch myself, see if this is real. But I did have a chance to meet Barry White. And what an awesome brother. Luther, awesome brother. And Denzel. I mean, the names, I can name so many people's names, is unbelievable. And they all said the same thing. Why are you here working? I said, well, I have to pay bills. They said, well, you got a point there. And,
yes.
Now, I did. They all said, you know, you have a type of a voice that is going to take you a long ways. And I thank my mother for that. And, you know, like I'm the fourth of seven siblings, you know, from Baltimore, Maryland. I moved out here, been out here like 20-some years. And I just love it out here. I don't like the snow, but I love it out here. And I want to give a shout out to my friends and Toya and my brothers and sisters, my daughter, and also Toya's mom. She just turned 96 years old. Her name is Mama Jacko.
Wow.
Yeah, she's and still driving. Can you imagine?
All right. Good for her.
Yeah. So, you know, that's a good thing. So people keep me in line as far as what I'm doing, and especially my brother G, man, unbelievable. You know, but I feel good about what's going on, and I love it, what's going on. And I want to thank you, Carmelita, because I was on my phone ever since you told me about invited me as your guest, and I've called so many people, and I hope that they're all listening in. And if you all are all listening in, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's to you all, and especially around the world. I love you all dearly. Thank you.
Well, Howard, you've done your job, because I've heard the report that the phone lines have been off the hook. I'm telling you, they've been ringing off the hook.
That's a good thing. And it's also, my song is also on YouTube, if you happen to, and I sent out a lot of stuff to folks that couldn't reach out on the show, where they can go on YouTube and listen. And it's only been out for about 2 weeks, and I've gotten so many calls and so many people, you know, they want to know who you are, you know, and I was telling them who you are and how I met you and so forth. But the good thing is, Carmelita, I really appreciate you, and you're going to be around for a long, long time for what you do. You really are. I mean, I think this is really wonderful, wonderful.
Well, God's given me a lot of gifts, and I do everything I can to use them, because there's a passage in the Bible about, you know, what happens when you don't use your gifts.
And I
will always remember one of my biggest mentors, Bonnie Hilton Sweeney. She always used to say, what God gives us is his gift to us. And what we become is our gift to God.
Oh.
And I will never forget that.
Well, like they always say in the Bible, honor thy father and thy mother, and your days will be longer.
Yes, true.
It says that.
Yes.
And another thing I want to tell the world, I cannot wait to do a song with you. I want to do a song with you so bad.
Oh, boy.
I have one written already. We just got to get the production stuff. The track has been already done. All we got to do is just rehearse it and just get on in there and do it. And I believe it might be able to do something. So you'll be singing on it and you'll be interviewing me, and I think it'll work out, you know. I think it'll
well,
be good.
And
please,
you know,
tell your husband Jerry hello for me, please. Please tell him. What a great guy.
Yes, I will. And I was just about to say, you know, that I believe in the other song, Order My Steps. I have learned a long time ago to let go and let God. And that's why things have come to me. People ask me, how do you manage to do this or do that? It's really not me. It's coming through me. I'm just a conduit. I'm just a vessel, you know, that permits these gifts to manifest. And so I'm very grateful. And I'm grateful that you have been sent to me. And I want to thank Jimmy James for introducing us. Jimmy James is one of my biggest supporters. He's been a wonderful musician and great to work with. He's also behind the big camera, too. He's worked for the networks and what have you. So I hope he's out there listening. And I also want to give a shout out to LaToya, your lady. I mean, she reminds me so much of my friend Linda Fontanette, who became Linda Love. Linda was a movie star. She has gone on to glory. She was also worked with Little Richard and many others. She was on tour, you know, and so forth. But when I first, you know, kind of entered the music scene, she was one of the first people that I met. But she's making music in another world now. She's up there having a good time. That orchestra up there has been getting bigger and bigger.
It's got
it very white, and Little Richard just left us, a little while ago, and his girlfriend of 60 some odd years, Audrey Angel Sherborne.
Oh, wow.
She and I we're working on a project together now, and we're going to honor Richard. His birthday was December the 5th, so he just passed.
Right.
But today,
right.
And let me just give a shout-out to all my friends, Guadalupe, Ladino, and so forth. I want to be there today at that star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame to honor Linda Hopkins. Today is her birthday, December the 14th.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday.
Great. Linda Hopkins, Tony Award winner, and I used to always call her Lady Sunshine. I said, you're the sunshine lady, because I've never seen anyone have such a beautiful spirit and a huge heart. And we just took to each other, you know, like a duck does to water. And I used to love to go up to her house for gumbo. You know, she was great. She was great on making gumbo. But you know, there's so many others that come to mind, and I'm glad we could do that shout out real quick. And you know, we're getting to wrap up now, heading out to the sunset, like I always say, but I want to have you tell the listeners how that song Silent Symphony came about. Now, I know that Stephen Guillory, hello Stephen, I'm giving you a shout out to you and Diary.
Yeah, Stephen and his nephew. That's
I thought it was his brother.
Yeah, his nephew, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
okay.
I want to, if you have some idea how that song came about. We know that Barry White, his presence, his inspiration, you can hear it in that beat, that groove.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I want to know what inspired Stephen, if you know, to write that particular selection.
Well, he wrote the song for Barry White.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was with Barry White for several years, over 10 years, I think it is, and he wrote the song for him, but Barry White never got a chance to do the recording of it. And he arranged some strings for Barry White in his orchestra. So he came out to, you know, see me one night performing at the Marina Del Rey warehouse in Marina Del Rey, and he heard my voice and says, "Man, you know, I think I have a song for you." Well, a lot of people always tell me they have songs for me, you know, but I have to listen to them to make sure it's correct, you know. And when he sent me the song and the track, and I looked at myself and I said, "I think I can do this. I really do think I can do this." And I rehearsed it, and I recorded the song on a ship. The guy had a recording studio on a ship, and that's where I record the song at. And I did it on one take because I studied it. And I said, "Oh, no, I want to fix something." He said, "Nuh-uh, no, let's leave that like it is because this is on point." So, I mean, that's the way it was. I mean, Steve has incredible talent. He plays so many instruments. He's just a very talented man, you know, and I'm glad I met him. And, you know, God put people in your path for a reason, you know.
Yes, yes.
And I do believe that.
Yes.
You know.
Look around mm-hmm. yourself and see who is in your path. They're either there
yeah.
for a blessing or a lesson.
Yeah.
Either way, it's going to work out. But listen, I've got one eye on the clock. I wish
okay.
we could go on. It's been a wonderful thing
okay.
having you as a guest. Can you give a shout-out on your website how people can contact you? And, again, give them the name of your song so that they can look it up on YouTube.
Oh, it's already out there. It's been out there for about the last 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Oh,
right.
Yeah, it's out there. Especially, I got your name at the top.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
My Lord have mercy.
But
oh.
can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
When I went to the Apollo in New York and they had the curtains closed, a lot of people thought I was Luther Vandross, but I wasn't. And the lady said, "Doesn't matter if you're Luther. Honey, you can sing." And
all right. And as the saying goes, you don't sing. You sang.
I sang. Oh,
okay, Howard. We're going to get on our horse now to ride off in the sunset, or you can use your Ferrari if you prefer.
Oh, thank you so much.
See ya. Thank you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Are you tired of doing business the hard way? Is building your business taking too much time and energy? We can help. Introducing your ultimate solution, EasyWay Business Membership. We're a full-service digital marketing solution specializing in branding and marketing, advertising, and introductions to CEOs and influencers that can help your business thrive. Problem solved. Now you can hire our award-winning team to work for your business. We've received many prestigious awards, including the Digital Trailblazer Award by Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and we've been recognized by Congress. For just $11 a day, you'll get more exposure, reach more clients by next month, guaranteed. Here's how it works. You pay one low annual fee of $4,000, and you'll receive consulting, branding, marketing, advertising, social media support, product placement, and business introductions to help your business grow exponentially. And if you need more, we offer SEO, commercial, TV exposure, and much more for an additional rate. To recap, for just $11 a day annual membership fee, you'll receive branding, consulting, business-to-business introductions, advertising, and social media support. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers
say. We've been working with EasyWay, Eric, for the last 6 months, and literally we are slammed with work for 2 months straight, so his marketing definitely works.
To learn more, visit EasyWayNetwork.com or contact us at 877-399-2929. And don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook at EasyWay Network, Twitter at EasyWay Broadcast, and YouTube at EasyWay TV.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right, it's tech time.
You would think at these times, with the pandemic, with people getting sick, with financial crisis, with the holidays, you would crooks would take the day off or take some time off during this time. But they're not. There are more scams going on now than have been in a while. So I know it sounds like, oh, my God, you make it sound so horrible. It is horrible. When you lose your life savings to a scam, there's no way to get the money back. So I want you to just be very careful. They especially prey on us older people because we're kind of vulnerable, especially with this technology stuff. So I just want to warn you again, if someone calls you and you don't know them and they ask you for your Social Security number, your driver's license number, bank account number, I don't care even if it looks legitimate. Say you're banking at Chase and you get an email from Chase saying that there's something fraudulent going on with your credit card. Don't click on anything. Go to the website or call your bank directly on a known number that you know will reach your bank, not the number they give you, and then ask them, is there anything wrong with your account? Sometimes you need to change your passwords. With the new iOS system, it suggests if you have a common password to change your password. It's kind of a good idea to do it and keep a track of the passwords that you use in a notebook somewhere. And each time you change it, just change what the password is in your notebook, and you can keep up with it. If someone calls you, do not go anywhere and get a credit card, a gift card, a debit card. Don't go anywhere, and certainly don't meet anyone to pay them off for anything. That's not the way it works. The IRS is not going to call you, tell you that there's suspicious activity going on with your Social Security, and ask you for information. Just hang up on them. Or if you have an air horn and they call you, blow that air horn in their ear. That'll stop them. But so many older people are being taken in right now. So I'm just warning you, don't say yes if they ask you on the phone, is your name Aretha Gray? Don't say yes, because you could be saying yes to agreeing something on a recorded line, and all it'll have is you saying yes. So don't do that. Just be careful, and especially over the holiday seasons. And I just want to say happy Hanukkah, because it is Hanukkah, and Christmas is coming, and so is Kwanzaa. So have good, happy holidays, and don't get defrauded or taken in by anybody during this time. Now, I don't know if Jim's going to do his gyms, if he's going to do an interview. You never know what Jim's going to do. But I'm going to turn it over to Jim Zuli.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim's from Jim.
Good tips, Aretha, good tips. Before you click that little deal that comes in on your phone, you know, think twice, because sometimes they get into your information and so on and so forth. So Eric Zuli, you know, he's been called a pioneer here and the portal between online media, radio and television, and so on and so forth. It goes on and on. But yeah, he is a pioneer, but not only in the virtual world. This goes back. I remember going back 15 years or more, how he was improvising and interlocking with all the stuff going on. And now these events are becoming really interesting in how it's done. How do you do an event where you can actually walk the carpet and so on, you know? So we've got his book, The Influence Effect, which is a treasure trove of information from a variety of influential people. The Easy Way Wall of Fame, created by Eric, is an amazing draw and so beyond beneficial, and I've seen he put this together for people. It wasn't being put together for a big financial thing for him. It was his mindset was, how can we get people out there more and to interact? It's really interesting. So I'm going to see if I could bring him on, and we could talk about the home run that was hit the JD3 powered by the Easyway Wall of Fame, Limitless for Women. We're going to be talking about that. And we hear his, there's the intro coming in.
Can you hear me?
So Eric, you're on with us. Hi,
hello?
Eric.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Can you hear me, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, can you hear me okay?
Okay, I can hear you good.
Okay, there we go. Well, hey, thanks so much, Dad. I appreciate you bringing me on the show. Hey, Aretha. Hello, hello.
Hello, Eric.
So we're just, Aretha was giving her tips about be careful where you click. And, well, I'll tell you, that's some interesting and very important stuff. And I was talking about you becoming, you've been a pioneer in this, not only the virtual world, but so much that has gone on in the transition with media, online media, radio, television, so on and so forth, bringing everything together and how you can interact with it, the Wall of Fame. And you just, big congratulations to you and James Dentley on the big JD3 TV soft launch with Limitless for Women. I mean, wow.
Yeah, thank you. I'm no special, no more special than anybody else out there. I just love to help people, and God gave me a gift to have an awesome brain to, you know, learn tech, you know, figure out technology and kind of be ahead of the curve, you know. And we did an amazing event for our client, James Dentley. Limitless for Women was an amazing event, and I just, the results that came from it, I was just blown away by how many text messages came in and leads that we got the client, you know, got James, and really the broadcast was great. I got to shout out our team, you know, our engineering team and our events directors and our associate producers and our editing teams and everybody that made the whole event happen. Our PR, in fact, I believe our PR, Tom Chester, I got him in. I think if the engineer can let him in, and I also have one of the fans, actually one of the supporters. She's an affiliate now. She's on the Wall of Fame. I asked her to come on, so I'm hoping that Tina Ramsey's on here. And I don't know, because I'm right now actually pulling myself out of a real, real major meeting, because it's my dad, and my dad said I need to be on the show.
Well, the guest, Eric. I was,
so, engineer, if you do hear me, do me a favor, let Tom Chester and Tina Ramsey in on the call too. I just want them to join us. It's not about me, man. Okay. It's about everybody else's perspectives, and I want to make sure that they shine, because I can't do what I do without the amazing team. So if Tom Chester and Tina Ramsey, if you guys are there, go and say hello.
Hey, good afternoon, my friend.
Hey guys, right. Welcome to Radio Boomers Live.
Can you hear me?
Absolutely. I just relate that it's
good to be here.
It's kind of like Eric's show, only Aretha and I do it in slow motion. That's all.
Yeah. I have the highlight and shine help the expert shine online show, and then my dad has the slow motion for baby boomers version of that. But it's really, I gotta tell you, Dad, Aretha, your guys' show has exponentially increased. We're close to 700,000 listens now, and we're getting an average of 1,000 to 3,000 or so downloads per episode, because you guys are giving some really good insightful information that baby boomers need to know. You know, you always have
Eric. Not just the baby boomers, it's the millennials need to know this stuff so they don't make our mistakes.
Yeah, oh, totally. Well, the baby boomers have the grandsons and granddaughters and whatnot. But I want to toss the microphone real quick over to Tom Chester.
Tom Chester
is our PR. He's actually our PR for the Easyway Wall of Fame Awards that's going to be aired on December 28th at 5 o'clock. And he actually did the press release for the Limitless for Women. He's amazing.
Oh,
wow. Tom Chester. Mike's yours.
Man, hey, you know, I'll tell you what, Eric, so good to be here and get this notice that you're doing this today. You know, that event was phenomenal. I can't believe you guys pulled that off. It was spectacular. You know, JD3 TV and the launch, called it a soft launch. I really thought it was a hard launch, you know, for what you guys are doing. And it's such a privilege to be able to, you know, write the article that promoted this. And right now, I just Googled how many people looked up this article. And right now, to date, it's 3,610 results.
amazing that just in one day, man, all of a sudden these people are excited about what you guys did. It's amazing that Google recognizes you for what you did. And this is just looking on Google right now, looking up the header for the article. It's 3,610. Yeah, I know you guys did an awesome job, and I'm so proud to be a part of this.
Thank you, Tom. We really appreciate you, man. And
you
added so much more to it. And I also want to move the microphone over to Tina Ramsey, who I met recently through my friend Tina D. Lewis, who's one of our speakers yesterday on the Limitless for Women event. She spoke with Zilika Fox, Richard Branson, Les Brown, Mark Cuban. It goes on and on. Donald Trump, she's been on stage with him a couple times. And Tina recently has just really been such a supporter. And I wanted to get the perspective of a spectator, of a supporter, and what she thought. I think Tina was there all 3 days, the entire day. I don't think she left at all. Right, Tina?
No, I didn't. I couldn't. I mean, first of all, I'd like to thank you, Eric, for allowing me to come on. Thank you, Mr. James and Rita, for allowing me just to come on your platform and just share my experience with the Limitless for Women summit event. It was 3 days long, and it was an event that was like none other event that I have ever experienced in my life. Every speaker was amazing, and the tagline where it says how your life will be changed, your business life,
yeah,
and then it said how your life will be changed, that was absolutely true. And
yes,
to be able to not only to be a participant, meaning being an attendee all 3 days, it was so good that I actually played the event in my living room and turned it up loud so everyone that's in my house can hear it and glean inspiration. Even my husband was like, what is that? That is different. Like, what is going on? This is amazing. And so it personally helped me, and I just want to just give a shout out to the Easy Way Wall of Fame, the family, the community, because it's one thing to have an amazing platform, which the Easy Way provides that, but it's a whole nother thing when you have a community of like-minded women who are all cheering each other on, who are all supportive, and the JD3 TV network is just icing on the cake. That event was phenomenal, and I have taken advantage of a lot of the trainings already. I mean, through that event, I was able to talk to Forbes, like, really? Me? And Dr. Sonia and the lawyer, Dr. Lilly, and thank you, Tina D. Lewis, for inviting me to the previous event that she was a part of. She invited me to that, which in essence led me to come to the Limitless for Women event, which I would have never known anything about it without Tina D. Lewis. So shout out to her. Thank you, thank you, thank you for seeing something in me that you said, hey, you need to see this. And Eric, amazing, amazing. I can't wait to the next one. I have pen and paper. I wrote a pair of about 3 notebooks.
You know, the problem I had, Tina, was I had a lot of stuff to do this weekend, and I got done because I was just glued, and I couldn't set it down. I just, one after another, they're all so interesting.
And a lot of people don't know this, Dad, Tom, Tina, Rita. We aired that live on our network, Roku, Apple, and Amazon, and our Apple app. And the numbers were about 16,000 people that were watching live from our network. And, and the email blast that went out on this event. Now, mind you, let me just kind of break down the event, because some of you guys that are listening right now are probably like, wow, this event sounds incredible. But you don't know anything about it. So this event had featured speakers like Forbes Riley, Sharon Lecter, Dr. Sonia Stribling, who was on Bravo for years. Forbes Riley is a $2.5 billion infomercial, queen. That's what Forbes magazine says. Sharon Lecter is the co-author of Rich Dad Poor Dad. You guys, I don't know if you can hear the dings right now, but these are people that are messaging. They've been messaging me all day since 7 a.m. Since I woke up, I've been getting people contacting us about wanting to do an event for them, or, can they interview me on their magazines or podcasts? And, And so obviously the results are there. We also had Kim Marie Branch, which is the CEO of LifTip International. Very close friend of mine, close friend of the Easyway family. Over 300,000 business owners are part of their organization. My dad knows a little bit about LifTip. Tell him a little bit about LifTip, Dad.
Well, it's like getting into a family. And if you're a business person, you go to their meetings, which are now probably virtual, and you just meet other people and you share a network and your database goes up and you just, everybody has a similar interest in growing their business. And it's just a group that helps each other. And you meet on a, you know, monthly basis or even, I don't know exactly what it is, but you get to know each other and you're sharing all your stuff. Your business might be tied in with somebody else's in a roundabout way or however it works. And it just grows it. And it's just, it's something that's going to work because you're just walking out with numbers.
Yeah. And it does work. I mean, B2B is B2B digital lead. Okay. I want you to write that down. Okay. We're going to teach B2B digital lead. I just came up with that right now. Because right now, B2B digitally is where you're going to make your money, okay? With the COVID craziness, you have to learn B2B digitally. And these are organizations, if you look at the Easyway Wall of Fame, these are all people that are on the wall. Pretty much every one of the people who are on our stage are on that wall. And someone like Kim Marie Branch, you know, that has LifTip International, you got 300,000 some business owners that you can touch through that one person, through that one Kim Marie Branch. You know, then you got Dr. Sonia Strimling and her following, and Sharon and her following, and Forbes and her 1.8 million people. You know, and then let's go down to the other, you know, 15 or 20 or so speakers. I want to, you know, obviously mention them, but they're all. I mean, there's just too much information to give of who these people are. And the thing of it is if you weren't there live. This was not a Facebook or YouTube thing that's going to be archived and you can go watch the content again. This was an exclusive event for our client, James Dentley and JD3 TV. This was invaluable information that was, in my opinion, worth thousands of dollars an hour. Would you agree, Tina? Tom?
More than that, it surpassed that. The wealth of knowledge, the support, every speaker was phenomenal. Even the commercials were amazing. The sponsors was amazing. It's something that forever changed my life. And I just want to say thank you to everyone, for all of you, for doing what you do, because I can't even put into words how thankful I am that my paths crossed with you all. And everyone who's listening, get on to the Easyway Wall of Fame Network. You have no excuses, because they even have a part where you can get in for free. And then when you're ready to level up, you go ahead and get those amazing packages that's going to take you to the next level, because I'm definitely going in.
Thank you, Tina. I appreciate that. Tom, what's your opinion?
You know, it's amazing what you guys did with this virtual event. You know, you're setting the bar so high for other people to do this. Everybody's been scrambling to try to figure this out. But with Easyway and with JD3 TV and the event that you guys just put on, man, it was amazing. It was really, really amazing, bringing so many people together. You know, we can't do that in person right now, but being able to do it like you guys did it, I was my jaw dropped. I'll be honest with you. I was like, whoa, wait a minute here. That's pretty cool.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And so going back to some of the speakers here, I want to make sure that, because I know for a fact that my friends, the speakers that are on this this stage, they are going to be listening to the show, and they are going to be sharing this, hopefully. And so I want to make sure we acknowledge everybody. Shay Vaughn, Vince Vaughn's mother from Wedding Crashers, and Women on TV, you know, nationally recognized health and wellness authority. You know, was on our stage. Michelle Seeler Tucker, who's a prominent expert in buying and selling businesses, period. She's closed 98% of most offers that she touches. Patty Sadler, who has her own publishing company. You want to get into the book business? There's no one better than Patty Sadler. She's got a big stage that we're building for her, a big channel that we're building for her called Heart Talks. You know, so not only are you listening to Patty, but you're also getting a platform afterwards. And that's what we're doing. It's about the follow-up. It's about the continuance of what you're listening to on a broadcast, because right now people are listening to a podcast. That's great. And then they move on and go on with their life. With us, you listen to a broadcast like this right now, you go on the Wall of Fame and you continue and you meet people and you follow up and you make money. We are doing the concierge follow-up to these platforms. Laura Langmeyer, who's a money expert, sought after millionaire maker, and she's a speaker, entrepreneur, and like thought leader and best-selling author, New York Times, it goes on and on and on. Dr. Dante Sears, who's internationally money coach and cash flow consultant, and what she does with World Prosperity Network and real estate and just, you know, making it happen through entertainment and media. My girlfriend, she killed it on stage. And then Charity Smith. I know Charity's listening because she's messaging me right now saying, I'm listening. Go, Eric. You go, boy. You're on fire. Thank you, Charity. I appreciate that. So Ms. Smith is an advocate for women's business and economic power. She serves on many boards, and she's a champion when it comes to legislation and funding opportunities and real estate. And like she's got all the viable economic power. Hannah Hornstein is a financial genius. You want to connect and be financially planned. And I think Hannah was my dad's favorite because she like, I mean, Hannah really needs to come on this show, Dad. As I think about it, Retha. Because she is the genius that tells you how to financially plan your future and make sure that you're ready, especially if things are transitioning. Angel Tusi, who's an award-winning speaker, radio, TV host, producer, best-selling author, PR, media specialist. You want to get out there. You want to get marketed. She's not as good as me, but she's pretty good. No, okay. She's great. And then you got Focus James. And Focus James she really helps you to learn how to make things crystal clear and live through your life through purpose and just really find out how to love people. And just, she has that radiation of the heart. You know, then you have Dr. Tamla Odom, who is part of the actual team, and she's an experienced instructor in licensing, and she's a minister. She's a leadership empowerment coach, and she is known as Dr. O because she makes it always outstanding when it comes to getting with her. Then we got Tina D. Lewis. You've already heard about Tina D. Lewis. Megan Martino. Now, Megan Martino has sold multiple businesses and spas, and she has all these different things, and she knows how to get you the seven figures. Dr. Money, who's our client. By the way, am I going too fast for you, baby boomers? Can you not keep up? You don't like the micro machines guy thing? Can you? I don't know. Just kidding. Dr. Stephanie Audrey has maintained an impeccable market, and she has the vision for capitalization. Okay, she knows how to help you create capital to get capital. She's really good at that. Luann Mitchell has an empire, just like we do. She has Big Media USA. She's a beauty queen. She was a meat packer in Canada. I mean, what I'm trying to get across to you guys, Robbie Matthews, she's a transformational financial DNA coach, empowerment. What I'm trying to get across to you guys is what was really, I think, the biggest and most amazing takeaway is these speakers were all different. They all were different, and they all had impactful knowledge and information for you that if you took and you absorbed and took little notes on each and every one of them, you could build your own business like that. You know, and that's what I've done is I help to absorb. I take everybody's skills and what they do and whatever, and I learn, I listen, I adopt, and I absorb, and I put it into my own thing. I do me. And then last but not least, I saved the best for last. Our celebrity people throughout Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we had Brian Tracy, who has like 80 books, and he's a bestseller and this and that. Most people know Brian Tracy. That was Friday. Les Brown on Saturday, and Kevin Harrington from Shark Tank on Sunday. So those of you guys that are listening, this was a pretty impactful event. We made it happen, and we did it all for our client, JD3TV. JD3TV launched. Tom said it seemed like a launch. Well, this was a soft launch. Wait until the actual launch happens. Even bigger speakers, bigger opportunities, bigger situations. But the biggest thing that happened for the client, for the event, the results, I know everybody's on the edge of the seats wondering what the ROI was. We got a lot of ROI. We got a lot of database. A lot of people opted in. And every single one of you guys that opted in, you're going to get a virtual gift bag. You're going to get followed up on. We're doing a follow-up on Wednesday and Thursday. If you guys want to come, you can register. And we're going to get more into detail of all of what we just discussed. So if you're interested in anything that I just told you and you want to come to the free webinar where me and James and some other amazing people are going to come host, okay, then you need to text EasyWay, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, to the number 888-346-6678. Now, for those baby boomers out there that can't text, just email. I got you, Aretha. I heard you. EZWAY Network. EZWAY Network. NETWORK at gmail.com. We'll get you your free ticket to attend that webinar. But what has happened from this event is exponential, but not for us, but for everybody else. I'm going on social media and watching people go crazy and go nuts, and their groups are growing. They're meeting just like Tina said. Oh my God, I can't believe it! I met Forbes Riley, and I met everything was open. It was one giant family. And the fact that you weren't a part of it, you better be a part of it the next time, because you missed out. That's all I got to say. Dad, back to you. Rita,
yeah,
back to you.
Yeah,
well, wait, before you go, Eric, make sure everybody knows how to get to the Wall of Fame.
Okay, thank you, Aretha. Yeah, so the Wall of Fame is pretty simple. It's easywaywalloffame.com or easywaywall.com for short. So if you Google Easy Way Wall, you'll get to it. But if you go to easywaywalloffame.com, we've made it very, very simple now. You cannot miss the buttons that say sign up. You put your name, your email in, your password, you're good to go. You're ready to go. There's a video that tells you how to make your profile. And that's it. Once you make your profile, people start, you know, all the stuff that Tina talked about and Tom talked about, you will start seeing the Easy Way movement. People will start connecting with you. And it branches back off to your social media, to your websites, to your stuff. So you absorb from us, and then you get the value back to you. Okay, and we're adding so many cool things to this. It's unbelievable. I'm not even going to get into the Wall of Fame. There's not enough time. But the Wall of Fame is an amazing tool for you, period. And if you're not on it, you're going to be on it eventually, and you're going to wish that you were on it now. So later on,
you
4 months from now, 3 months from now.
Mm-hmm. You and James work well together as hosting with each other.
Oh, James is – I love James, and I really appreciate him for the kind words that he gave me while we were staged. It was an honor to host with him for those 3 days. It was the most tiring – I mean, it reminded me of my virtual summit with the same speakers pretty much, a couple other extras, you know, that was on our brick-and-mortar broadcast virtual summit, which we still need to put out on the network, a wealth of knowledge as well. So we're gonna have the most amazing content for you guys to learn from. And then all of these people are on the Wall of Fame. I mean, let me just talk about a little bit more of the return, if I may. The Wall of Fame has a shopping cart similar to Amazon. All of these influencers that are on the wall have a service, have a very special price service that only is available for the Wall of Fame, okay? So, like, for instance, Tina Ramsey, you know what Tina D. Lewis charges. Tina D. Lewis charges a minimum of $2,000 and up to touch her and do anything with her. Correct, Tina? Am I wrong?
You're correct.
Okay. So to touch Tina, you're looking at about $2,000. Normally it's $10,000 for the bigger tires, and it goes all the way up to $100,000. I've known Tina forever. But through the Easy Way Wall of Fame, right now as we speak, you can go to easywaywalloffame.com. You can click on shop. On the fourth page, you'll see her offer. Guess how much for, guys? And this is only available for the next 24 hours, unless Tina tells me I can extend it. The next 24 hours. So by tomorrow night at midnight, this thing pretty much ends, okay? So I said that she normally charges $2,000. Now, normally a speaker would go, oh, but I'll take 50% off. It'll be $997, right? No, I convinced Tina. I said, no, we're going to give a real special situation for my Wall of Famers, for the people that support us. It's got to be really special if you want to be on our thing. So $199. We've already had seven people that have already gotten that. And what Tina teaches is unbelievable as far as how you position yourself, you pivot yourself for your purpose. And like I said, she's on stage with Donald Trump and Oprah and all that stuff, so she obviously knows her stuff.
Well, I'm going to be getting together. I want to throw this in about Tina. She's a which I don't know if she mentioned this, and I don't know if she knows this, but she is a key to unlocking the door to getting rid of procrastination, if I put that right. Because she actually got me to open up a can of paint that I've been procrastinating about so much that I just about have to buy a new can after so long. But after listening to her, I was motivated. I just opened this can of paint up after the show, and I started painting this room.
Yeah, so let me just say this, guys. All of what you're hearing, you're going to see more and more bigger names come in. We're talking to the bigger names now, too. You're going to see them interviewed on my show, OK? Okay, you're gonna see them get involved with Easy Way. It's gonna keep growing more and more and more. We're gonna start doing stages with them and webinars with them and giving you the access to the influencers. We're gonna give you the virtual handshake effect to these amazing people, to these amazing situations, to give you your own chance to get on stages. Get my book. Learn from the book, The Influence Effect. It's like $20. You know, go to ericzuli.com/book. Never thought a millionaire would have a book, but I was a 3-time bestseller with 2,200 sales in less than 2 months the first time I did it. So obviously
you
we're doing
so many people in the book too.
Yeah, I mean, Sharon Lecter's in the book. James Dentley is in the book. Thanks, Dad. Frank Shankless, the creator of the Make-A-Wish Foundation's in the book. A lot of great stories. It really is a good book. I'm proud of that. Proud of everybody that was involved. And I'm doing another book too. Who'd like to be in my book? Raise your hand if you'd like to be in my book. I feel you. I feel you raising your hand right now. If you want to be in my book, call me. Call our Google Voice line at 424-209-9290. We already got Forbes Riley in the book. And I mean, I'm not going to mention all the people that are going to be in the next book, but the next book is going to be a lot of fun. And it's going to be all about, you know, how to get connected the easy way, how to get connected the right way, how to get connected, not the hard way, but the right way, the easy way. In fact, let me throw this out there too. I just was actually, it was brought to my attention. Tom, you're going to love this. Okay. It was brought to my attention, and I don't know how much this actually relates to us, but it was brought to my attention that Verizon, a billion-dollar corporation, Verizon came out with a commercial. And thank you for texting me, guys. They reminded me about this. Verizon came out with a commercial and said something about don't do it the easy way, do it the right way. Okay, now I'm not saying that's us for sure. I don't know yet. But Disney did the same thing. All of a sudden, they came out with the Wall of Fame. So I'm seeing the big boys, the real, real big mainstream boys, doing similar things. That's all I'm saying. Something's happening. God's got His hand on this thing. It's going to be pretty incredible. And what we do, guys, is for you, period. And we're building a community together. And in fact, Dad, should I tell them about the Billionaires Elite the stage, the big broadcast we were talking about, or should I save that for the next time?
Well, we'll have that as a surprise because the Billionaires Elite situation that's coming up is going to be totally awesome. And we'll let the anticipation.
Okay, so I won't go into that, but let me just say this. First and foremost, thank you to our sponsor, BrainTap. I've been so much more on point in closing deals ever since I've been using them. And my stress has gone down. I've actually been able to get sleep. And, man, I've been on point. My closing ratio has increased at least 25%. Get yourself a BrainTap, guys, braintap.com. But let me just say this. Become our affiliate, okay? Go to easywaywalloffame.com. Create your account for free. Become an affiliate. Tina's an affiliate. Tom's an affiliate. Most people are affiliates. And anything that you bring to us, you're going to start making money with. We're going to start building this. The app's coming out on March. I'm doing a mega event March 20th with a major, major app development company that deals with some of the top businesses in the world. And we're going to be releasing the EasyWay Wall of Fame app. We're going to do a big Celebrate You event. So if you're part of the EasyWay family, if you're in the network, we want to celebrate you. We want to bring you on stage. We want to, if you have a show with us, if you have something with us, if you're a member, if you're a paid member, if you're a paid client, if you're involved with us in some way on a business level, we're going to highlight you and feature you on that event. And that event is going to be one of the biggest events. Why? Because it's my birthday. Happy birthday to me.
Yeah, there you go.
So we're gonna have a lot of fun birthday together. So I got to take off, guys. I got a real, I got to hop back in this meeting, but I love you, Dad. I love you, Risa. Thank you so much, guys. Remember, Tom and Tina are still there.
Yes,
and thank you, Tom and Tina, for coming on. And I hope you guys enjoyed, the show yesterday and being on. And we want to thank you for taking your time because I know you got busy schedules.
Oh yeah, I definitely enjoyed. Thank you for having me.
No, you're
I really enjoyed. Yeah, it was amazing. It was amazing. I got to catch, like you did, catch quite a bit of it, but not all of it, you know, while I was doing my stuff. But every bit of it was just so exciting and informative, you know, and just power-packed time. I don't think there was a dull moment in between. So phenomenal.
No, I know. I appreciate all the comments, and that's what it was. And, like when I was watching this, I thought, you know, all right, I have a lot of stuff to do, and I'm listening to you guys, and I think this one particular time, Tina was getting me motivated to actually get things done. And that's what it's all about. When you're watching something and you can't put it down, you know, like your cell phone or something, and you're glued to it one after another, literally, and I think, well, 3 days, I might catch it a few hours. No, I was with it all 3 days because one after another, they were so interesting and informative and everything. It was really cool. There's so much information. And you have to have a notebook with you. Take some notes. You know, and Reith and I, are you a note taker, Reith, or you just remember it?
No, I'm a note taker. I can barely remember my middle name nowadays, so I take notes.
Yeah, and you know, you guys remember Betty White, right? Tina and Tom?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, well, Aretha was Betty White's co-star in Off Their Rockers. That's
wow.
Aretha. Yeah, she's been in a lot of TV and so on and so forth. And we talk about what it's like doing it now. I mean, we ask Aretha, do you go down and do the auditions anymore, or do you do them virtually? And she says, you know, there's more people auditioning virtually now than used to be, right, Reith?
Oh, well, it's required. We're no longer first auditions in person. You do them virtually, online, over Zoom, over different platforms. It's a whole new world out in Hollywood. Matter of fact, I was scheduled to do some stuff, and then they locked down again, and so we're back just waiting for the go-ahead for us to be able to go back. But I do have some Christmas movies out, so look for me in some Christmas movies. I know A Husband for Christmas is out. And if you've seen the commercial for Kohl's where the little girl is making friends with the mature woman that lives next door, I'm that mature woman. It's kind of a tearjerker commercial. But
all right.
It talks about giving from the heart, and I know that's what Easy Way is all about, is giving from the heart.
Well, Tom and Tina,
I'm gonna have to go look at that. I'm gonna have to go look at that commercial. Okay, you just got my attention.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Go, girl.
Aretha's a humble star, but you know, she's also you know, she's the kind of lady who goes out and surfs when the glaciers break, and skydiving and scuba diving. She does all that stuff, and she's a go-getter.
Not so much anymore. But you know what? We are way over time.
We're about out of time.
We've had wonderful guests. We've talked about the wonderful conference that took place over the weekend. Jim, why don't you go ahead and just close us on out?
Tom and Tina, you guys are amazing. You're an inspiration, motivational to me. And boy, I need that motivation stuff. Gets me going. And I want to thank you guys for coming on. And the Easy Way Wall of Fame is up, rocking and rolling. And congratulations to James and Eric with the JD3 TV Limitless for Women. It was just an absolute home run. But with that, Radio Boomers Live, guys, keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live signing out until next Monday morning. So long, guys.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right, every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Are you looking to accelerate your influence? EasyWayWall.com is a new site that allows you to promote yourself, business brand, and your products as an influencer. You can share your ideas, receive comments, promote and brand yourself with the power of affiliation. Associate yourself and your brand with the power players of today to become leaders of tomorrow. Come and join the EasyWay Wall today. Sign up at wall.easywaybroadcasting.com or text EasyWayWall to 55678.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.